I don't think either team disappointed today. We got off to a very good start, and that's what we want to do in state finals is just get your feet on the ground and get a good beginning, which we did. Lafayette Central Catholic did a fantastic job of disrupting us, though. The longer the game went, it seemed like it just got tougher and tougher to get good looks. But, you know, this team, even though they got behind, you know, you're looking at three young ladies here who have all the heart in the world and are fantastic leaders. And, you know, they weren't going to let us go quietly into that good night. I mean, they fought and they fought and they fought. And we got it back to two. You know, we're one possession away. But, again, I tip my cap to Lafayette Central Catholic. They're an excellent ball club. And they played a very good ball game today, and they're deserving of the state title. But I'm no less proud of my team and my seniors. They represent our community as great citizens, great athletes, and great students. And that's something that they'll have never taken away from them.
Coach, after last week's 18-point comeback, you make a big comeback there to get to within two. You're thinking, here we go again, and you'll be able to pull up and come back again?
Well, certainly there was, the experience last week certainly gave us the belief that we had no obstacle that we couldn't overcome. Again, that's where you have to give Lafayette Central Catholic, you know, credit for withstanding the run. You know, they made some nice offensive adjustments against our half-court trap, which had been so successful last week. But, you know, there's never any quit or any doubt that we could come back. You know, as they say, sometimes the clock just runs out, and that's how it is. For seniors, it's especially tough when the clock runs out and they can't go back and change anything. But they've had a wonderful season, a fantastic ride through the state tournament. And, again, I couldn't be prouder of them.
Coach, in the third quarter there, they have I don't know which way to say it, but 14 points in the first half, only four the entire second half, and specifically in the third quarter, they held you guys to just 4 points. What adjustments did you see that they made, and what was it that you guys weren't able to adjust on your end?
Certainly in the beginning of the game, we were able to find Tiara with good looks in the post. She attacked the basket effectively. Obviously, coaches make adjustments, and when someone scores 14 in the first half, you know, they're going to find a way to limit her looks in the second half. We still wanted to get the ball to her in the high post area where she could use her driving ability. Lafayette Central Catholic is a very good defensive team, and no matter what adjustments you try to make, they're pretty good at disrupting us. But, we're five on the floor that are equal. We'll take whatever looks we get. I thought Megan Graber, you know, made some big plays down the stretch for us when they did a pretty good job of taking away these three ladies' looks. But, we win as a team, lose a team. Tiara had a great game, and she'll be the first to admit that. But, they're a good team, and they made some adjustments, and, they're just a better team today.
Coach, twice you cut it to two in the fourth quarter, and both times you had turnovers, very uncharacteristic of your ball players. How surprised were you at those moments?
Well, certainly that's not the plan to turn it over. We thought we had a nice inbound situation there late in the game where we had a pretty good play, and we mishandled that one a little bit. But, I'll give Lafayette Central Catholic credit. They don't make it easy for you to do anything. And, the turnovers we had, a lot of their defensive pressure and effort, went into turning us over. So, I give them credit for that.
Mark, well, question for you, question for Hannah also. Mm-hmm. First, I just want to comment on her winning the Mental Attitude Award. And second, for Hannah, you stood in the stands and watched your brother win it next year. What are your thoughts, and what are some thoughts about being on the other side of center court right now?
I'm new first. Okay. Well, again, it was tough even to decide. You only get to pick one kid to even, put up for the Trester Award. But all three of these ladies are outstanding examples of what high school athletes are supposed to be. We nominated Hannah. I think it's even more special that her brother previously won. Her cousin Jenna also was a winner of that. So it says a lot about, that family in a whole, not just the individual family, but that group of brothers and sisters and cousins and everything else. But, again, I think it reflects also just the pride and the heart and the, success factor that the Barrio community has. We're going to have great student athletes anytime we reach this level, and someone's going to be deserving. And Hannah is very deserving of this award, just as any of her teammates would have been. But, again, it is special to see a family member second time. That doesn't happen very often. I'll let Hannah comment from there.
I mean, yeah, I was really grateful to get it. Obviously, I would have liked to have been on the other side of that game. But, it means a lot. I mean, my brother texts me before the game, and he always gives me pointers. And it was really nice to be up there where he was again.
Olivia, I know it's hard right now, but you guys still made it to state. You've had an excellent season. What are you going to remember most about this year?
Probably just, especially these two seniors. It's nice to play with people who are like your best friends, and it's great that we have such good team chemistry, and we all get along so well. So I'm probably just going to remember all the like time we got to spend together. And because, I mean, next year when we go to college, we're going to split ways, but I'll cherish this moment for the rest of my life because this is something that I've wanted to do for my whole life, and I'm so glad I got to do it with my two best friends. So probably that.
Hannah, where is your brother this year?
He's playing basketball at Olney Central.
Mark, when you started this season, could you ever visualize the thought, hey, at some point you could be perfect going into the state finals? And did that become a reality? At some point, did that become a reality for you?
Well, we had a really, really great summer. I know we graduated a lot of good seniors last year, so you're going into summer wondering, how is this team going to come together? How is this team going to evolve? And again, we played some good competition this summer. We lost to a very good Princeton team, a very good Southridge team in the summer, but we handled everybody else that came at us. So we, by the end of the summer, we knew we had a pretty good team. But I don't think you ever envision perfection. I mean, when you play two or three school nights a week with 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, it's pretty easy to slip and stub your toe. But again, these seniors never let this group get unfocused. They respected every opponent that they played. They gave their best effort every night. And when you do that and you combine that with talent and leadership and togetherness, then those things are possible. It's always tough to end on a loss, but again, only four teams are going to end the year on a win, and we're happy to get to this stage. But if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to give Tierra a chance to kind of give her thoughts on this team as well.
After like everything in this game, the team is what I'm going to remember the most, because like Olivia said, like, it doesn't matter if we're on the court or off or at school, or we're always talking to each other, because if we're like best friends, and that's what makes this whole experience cool, that we're so close.
23 of you girls, what was it like leading this team to one of the most successful seasons of all time at the school?
Go ahead. You got it, Hannah.
I mean, like they said, we're best friends in school. We're together all the time. And it was just really cool. Like going into this year, I mean, we did lose a lot last year, but when Emily and Megan came and started playing with us, we knew this team was going to be special, because every single one of us, we just play our hearts out. We don't care who's scoring the most points. We don't care who's doing what. We just push each other, and I mean, we don't care who gets the glory. We all just play together, and it's worked out for us all season. So
to add to that, you really don't have to, with a team like this, you really don't have to push anyone to do anything, because everyone in the gym wants to do it at every given moment. Like, everyone wants to work and make each other better and push each other so that we could get to this stage. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Like, we really didn't have to control over everyone. Everyone was matured enough to know, like, this is what we have to do to get there. And that's what we did. And we got here. And I mean, I'm just grateful for that. So
I want to give a lot of credit to Emily and Megan, our sophomores, because they play like their seniors every game, and they give it all they got every game, every match, every point.
Well, I think the true character of this team, is revealed every game, but no more so than last Saturday at the Sim Estate. To be down 20 points in the first half, 18 at halftime, and just to see the calmness that our locker room had. Again, they were more worried about their injured teammate, Tierra Kenny. Hannah led us in prayer at halftime last week, just praying for her health. So this team was just never rattled, always calm, always knew what the job was, and they handled that business 28 times. Today they were a little bit short, but again, they're just fantastic people who are going to make great citizens in a year or two here when they get out in the real world. But, again, I couldn't ask for a better bunch to lead and a better bunch to coach.
Mark, how's the Yonkin girl compared with other people you played this year?
We've played a lot of good ball players, and Ankin is certainly one of those. She's one of those players that wanted the ball in her hands at the end. She wanted to make the big shot, make the big play, and she can play both ends of the floor. You see a lot of great offensive players who maybe rest a little bit on the defensive end, and she plays both ends of the floor very, very well. And I know she'll be coming back for her senior year, and she's going to play college basketball somewhere. Again, it was an honor to coach against her. She's a great player. And I think the mark of a truly great player is someone who makes their teammates better, and I thought she did a good job of that.
Mark, can I get you to comment? Just, these three talk about being such good friends and getting here with their good friends. You're coaching with Joe Rademacher and Brett Graber, and I think you guys have got about 100 years of experience between the three of you, coaching at, Bar Even, a few other places too. But that's pretty incredible for you to get here with guys you've known that long.
And I think, first of all, that makes us really old, I guess. But I couldn't ask for a better person to coach with than Joe Rademacher. Again, he's a Hall of Fame in baseball. I started my career coaching junior high boys basketball, and Joe was the freshman coach. We did about 10 years of that together. I moved up to JV, and Joe moved up to varsity assistant, and we did about 10 more years of that together. The last 11 or 12 years on the girls' side, I coached baseball with Joe. It's like having a second head coach. And Brett Graber, you know, we talk about Mr. Cavanaugh being Mr. Bar Eve. If there's a second Mr. Bar Eve out there, it'd be Brett Graber. He's coached every sport at every level. He has a great heart for kids. He's a great teacher as well. Those two are fantastic coaches to work with. You know, Joe's daughter, Amber, our trainer, Michelle, she's been a really good coaching staff to work with. And again, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Joe Todrank and Dave Ulmer and Brian Hughes. You know, three varsity coaches I got to coach under on the boys' side. Dave Ulmer, Hall of Famer, Brian Hughes, a future Hall of Famer, and Joe Todrank, a fantastic coach as well. So I've been able to learn at the feet of some very, very good people, and I've been able to coach with a lot of great people, and it's really helped me as a coach.
Girls, what legacy do you hope that you've left here at Bart Reed after your time is over?
Well, I mean, this is the first time any girls team, or any girls basketball team has made it to state. And I mean, we were talking about this before the game, like, there's little kids out there watching us, and they see now, like, oh, like, we can get to state because we did it. And we're not tall, we're not huge, we just work hard. It's, I mean, nothing was given to us. We worked for everything. And I think we just, like, showed all them, like, the younger girls that want to play, like, you don't have to be 6 foot tall to play.
I might add to that that these girls are part of the fantastic volleyball program we have at Bar Eve. We have some softball players here. In this day of specialization and AAU and travel and club and people being told you got to pick one sport at sixth grade level, I think these are shining examples of multi-sport athletes who are also great students. And I hope that's one message that you might get out there today is you can play more than one sport in this day and age and excel. They've been on the highest stage in basketball. They've been on the highest stage in volleyball. And again, they're all about the Bar Eve on their chest. They'll do whatever they can in whatever sport it is to put Bar Eve in a chance to be successful. And I commend them for their multi-sport attitude.
Okay. Coach, ladies, thanks for your time.
Thank you.